Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Today.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Today, bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Oh,
those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Oh,
those happy J-I-N-G-L-E-B-E-L-L-S. I love those jingle bells all the way.
Welcome to Nefarious Bovine Radio. I am your host, the Nefarious Bovine. We're here with Sarah, the tequila snob.
Mrs. Bovine.
We're also here with Flynn, the Wonder Dog. Bovine Child. And, you know what? Whoa!
Ooh.
We're having drink issues here.
Not really.
Okay, no, apparently not.
No.
She's a pro. She's a pro, folks. Holiday show.
Mm.
Coming at you. Last time, you know, I kind of said it was the last show of the year. I didn't lie. We got one more lined up for you. Nothing but Christmas and holiday music for you folks. A lot of music, very little talking, or as little as I get. So I got some rum. I got some Ron Zacapa Centenario, 23 year Guatemala. Because actually, Ron Zacapa, anagram for Santa Claus. It's true. No, really.
All right.
What do you got going on there?
I have a nice Herradura margarita.
Excellent. What do you got, Flynn? Anxieties? Great. So we started off, chairman of the board, Mr. Frank Sinatra there with a little jingle bells from his Frank Sinatra Christmas album. And we're just going to continue right in with more music and, go with something a little more mellower here. This is Alison Moyet with Coventry Carol.
Child for
thee, and ever morn and day, for thy parting neither say nor sing. Bye bye, Luli Lule. Luli Lula, thou little tiny child, bye bye, Luli Lule.
Holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. See, somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
As charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with the greasy black peel. Huh. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch.
Your soul is a falling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and tangled up knots. In knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty scum. Your heart is full of stink socks. Your fold is full of cum, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Mojo Nixon and the Toad Lickers. I kid you not, my friends. With their rendition of Mr. Grinch. Excellent little track there for you folks. And let's see, it's Christmas. It's Christmas time. Yay.
Maybe we shouldn't do that very close to the mic. Oh, clink, okay.
There you go.
Ooh.
When trying not to spill alcohol on the equipment. Which is always always a good thing. So we're gearing up. We're having with the family and the crap and the presents
and the driving and the back and forth.
Driving back and forth and all that fun stuff. And it's just, you know what, that part of it, not so much fun.
I love it.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, who won it?
Staten Island, twice.
The Isle of Staten, two times in a row. Rock on.
Merry Christmas. I love to go home.
You got me, Aquanet. I love you. One thing I do love about Christmas is occasionally getting to play Christmas music. There's some of it that I like. Some of it I'm playing for you folks. Like I said, last track, Mojo Nixon. Before that, Martin Sexton off of his Holly album called Camp Holiday. Holly Jolly Christmas by Martin Sexton. And one of my favorite Christmas albums, I have a couple. We're only going to discuss one now because I'm only going to play one now. But Peter Kater, who we've played on this show with Flesh and Bone, and we played with Art Carlos Mackay, he has a great, great Christmas album called For Christmas, which is just nothing but solo piano arrangements of wonderful classics, and an original composition at the end, which I normally don't listen to, but I'm going to go with something off of that particular disc. So, without further ado, Mr. Peter Kater with a track called Do You Hear What I Hear? Thank you.
are a Lucenta, right?
No, I'm an accountant. I wear this fucking thing as a fashion statement, all right?
Okay. What's it like at the North Pole?
Like the suburbs.
Which one?
Apache Junction. What the fuck do you care? What is it with you anyway? Somebody drop you on your fucking head?
On my head?
Well, yeah, what, are they going to drop you on somebody else's head?
How can they drop me onto my own head?
No, not onto your... God damn it! Are you fucking with me? No shit. Well, it was real, but you see, I got sick and all my hair fell out, so I had to wear this fucking thing.
How'd you get sick?
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
Mrs. Santa?
That was her sister.
Merry Christmas to you. Early presents. Early presents. Excellent margaritas.
Can I have the booties?
Okay.
just let them wonder about that.
Yeah, well, because I'm not editing that out. Little Run DMC there. See, this is why we don't webcast. Little Run DMC with Christmas in Hollis. And if that wasn't the first rap Christmas song,
I'll give you that.
I don't know. I think it actually was. I think it was the first rap / hip hop Christmas song. And track, I love it. You don't.
I don't.
But you know what? That's the joys of music, is sometimes you get stuff that you like. Sometimes you have to change the channel.
I don't mind the beginning. Then I just want to stop. And that's it. That's it. It should just stop right there.
Oh, no. Come on. Any Christmas song that can bust out lines about collard greens has got to be good. Before that, our friend Spoon and his band Limited Liability with Santa's Going to Hell is how they've renamed that one.
Gotta get that to WSOU.
Yeah, we have to do that. But it's basically like a reworking of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen with Spoon growling over the top of it and some audio clips from Bad Santa, which is a great movie. And
you watched it today.
And I did actually watch it today.
And I didn't.
Well, there's still time. We can watch it again later. Or we can watch Charlie Brown Christmas special later. Gotta do that. But we're gonna keep the music going right now. Here's one that you do like.
Oh, wait. Let me get ready.
Get ready.
Here you go. Oh, sorry, people. God, don't shake next drink. To the mic. Don't shake next to the
that
mic.
That close. Where the hell was I? Songs. Let's play songs. Father Christmas by the Kinks. Here we go.
Father some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it so noise.
There'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. Dream of Christmas, they sold me a silent night, they told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite, and I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes, then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him and threw his disguise. I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a great new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be heaven on hell. The Christmas we get we deserve. Neighbors aren't around, around, around.
There's no beef love to be found this year. No beef love. Christmas isn't Christmas without its rich curly beef love. Without the cheeses and meats, I don't think I can get along. Mother tries to comfort me. She says, here, son, have some eggnog. But I fucking hate eggnog, seriously. But what do I see underneath the tree? Grandma got a Swiss colony beef love just for me.
Another one of my favorite Christmas songs. Master Eric Cartman there. With a great track. Swiss Colony Beat Block.
Very serious.
You know what? Say what you will about South Park. You love the show, you hate the show. The one thing I will give them is when they do music, they are so fucking good at it. It's amazing.
Yes, yes.
Am I cursing on Christmas time? Yes, I am. Before that, Emerson, Lake and Palmer. With I Believe in Father Christmas. Another one that's obviously one of Sarah's favorites. So, speaking of the Charlie Brown Christmas special, the 1965 one, the classic, the one and only. Let's play with some... it's my world's best husband. Ribbon.
Yeah, it's a ribbon.
It's a ribbon. I'm retarded.
It's an award.
It's a major award. But anywho, Charlie Brown Christmas special. Great soundtrack. Amazing soundtrack. That is my other favorite Christmas album, and I can actually listen to it year round, because Vince Guaraldi is just absolutely amazing. So
those are all original songs.
What?
Everything on the Charlie Brown Christmas special,
With the exception of Fur Elise,
right?
I
mean, Christmas songs.
I don't know. It's actually over there.
It's not all original stuff. No, not at all.
But the song that I'm going to play for you right now happens to be an original track. So, here we go. Vince Guaraldi Trio from the Charlie Brown Christmas Special. Here's Christmas Is Coming. Thank you.
told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. A newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory. See the day. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. Pray my wish will come true. For my child and your child too. He'll see my day of glory.
I pray my day
when men of good will live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
Bing Crosby and David Bowie. Little Drummer Boy, which was such a weird pairing. I forgot what show that was on.
I think it shocked me.
Well, it was just weird. And at the time, David Bowie was just becoming, like, a really big star. So apparently, from what I've heard, anyway, is David Bowie ended up getting that little solo because he was, like, this upcoming star. And basically, like, his record label or something, like, demanded it or something. So that's why Bowie actually has a vocal solo. In there, I guess it was a, kind of like a prima donna type. I want a solo. I don't think it was him though. I think it was his label. And
well, it worked. It was such an unlikely match.
Oh, it was an incredibly weird pairing, in particular at the time. I mean, I would say at that point, David Bowie really hadn't like come into his own with the whole like outfits and like weirdness and everything like he did like in the 70s. But
I think he probably scared Bing.
I think he was still like a little more slightly conservative at the time. So yeah, probably still did.
I think so.
Scare Bing. Scared him. And then at the end of the song, you actually hear Bing go, like something like, "Nice singing," or like "Lovely singing," or something like that. It's pretty funny actually.
Nice hopping.
Nice hopping. And before that, the song which for you it's not the holiday season if you don't hear it. The Waitresses with Christmas Wrappings, which is just a great song.
Once.
Alright then. It only gets one great?
I don't think it needs
to super fantastic.
Super califragilistic.
Expialidocious. That's not even a real word. That's like something I would make up. No, I can't.
Me either.
Nor do I want to.
Right now.
So.
Did you tell everybody about our Christmas tree?
No, I don't believe I did. Do you want to tell everybody about our Christmas tree? We had a holiday party. Every year we have a holiday party, and it's normally somewhat of a theme.
It's usually not nice.
Yeah, it's normally like nice theme. But this year we decided to go very, very low key. So we went with a white trash Christmas.
And our friends brought special things.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some Schaefer beer.
Yeah. Frito chili pie.
Nice. Nice. We had mac and cheese.
White Castle casserole, which is where I come to the tree. Well, first all the empty beer cans got hung on the tree.
Yes.
And they're still there. Still there. 3 weeks later, still there. Looks good. And
so for those of you looking for inexpensive
shiny
decorations for your trees, beer cans actually look very good.
Try to get a couple different kinds, some variations.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no. we got Jenny Cream
green Christmas card
and Schaefer.
Yeah.
It's a good combination. And the tree topper? Go ahead, tell them.
My honey made a beautiful star sculpture all lit up in pretty lights out of White Castle boxes.
It's a talent. It's a talent I have.
I really think you should sell it on eBay.
I probably, you know what? Maybe I will, and I'll donate the proceeds to charity.
Okay.
I could do that.
Okay.
I'll have to just scrape out some of the cheese and onion that's still in the box.
Yeah, we probably should have washed that out.
Yeah. Well, you know, these things happen. So look for that up on eBay sometime soon. The White Castle tree topper star.
Fabulous.
It's
you know who would like
super
that?
Fantastic.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say Laura Carley would like that. Hi, Laura. Miss you.
All right. So let's cut back into some more music. And this was a track I just actually found very, very recently. A good friend of ours that we used to work with, Awesome K, kept on telling me about some guy, Sufjan Stevens.
I've heard of him.
I wasn't really familiar with his stuff. I just used to say he was like St. John Smith, who was a volleyball player.
His Santa hats are hot.
I know. Well, why the hell were you even wearing them?
I don't know.
But apparently now on like iTunes, they do a free weekly download. Like every week, you can just go download one song for free. And last week, or it might have been this week, it was Sufjan Stevens with a Christmas song. How odd. So I nabbed it, and I'm going to play it for you guys, because you know what? If iTunes is giving away for free, I'm gonna play it for free. Dude, all of a sudden, all the Christmas lights across the street went out on the top floor. But anyway.
Oh, maybe
so,
somebody stole one.
Maybe somebody stole one. We'll get back
little
to that.
Little motherfuckers, sorry.
It's like, oh, the
no,
language.
No, I'm sorry. Okay.
So here we go. Little Sufjan Stevens with That Was the Worst Christmas Ever.
Ugh.
Time, Lord. time the Lord arrives.
Ten tubas playing on Christmas Day. Ten tubas playing in a celebrating way. Only bearded men play the tuba today. Brass blowing a low, sober and sway. Ten tubas sounding in Potter's Field. Like ten rowers rowing on ships of steel. Such low tones give the song a shaky feel. Shining horns making strong men kneel. Ten tubas howling into the night. Like ten tubas dirt holding back the light. No soloist can be found today. All men play together in a harmonic way. All together, ten tubas play. Sink up and away. Ten tubas singing marching songs. Ten tubas blowing into the dawn. Only familiar tunes can be found. Ten tubas loud, shaking the ground. Ten tubas playing on Christmas Day. Ten tubas playing in a celebrating way. All the bearded men play the tuba today. Brass blown low, sober and sway. Tubas playing loud and strong. Ten tubas playing a carnival song.
Good friend of ours here down at Nefarious Bovine Radio, the Professor and Marianne.
Oh, you're funny.
With Ten Tubas, which was originally released as a single, and then it ended up, I think it's the last track on their last album, Runaway Favorites, which is an amazing album. And that was their little Christmas type song.
I like that song.
Well, it's because it's a really good song. And that's why. Before that, little Sarah McLachlan with her version of Silent Night, which was actually the iTunes. Oh, the lights are back on across the street. So apparently, I don't know, they needed to like shave or something. That was the iTunes free song 2 weeks ago. So
you know what you might have done?
What?
In retrospect? You what? Might have played that version of We Three Kings that she did with some band a couple of years ago.
I
right
remember
after
that.
You played the Spoon one.
Oh.
Would have been very interesting contrast.
Oh.
Well, she did, and it was very good, so
okay.
You can all listen to that.
All right. Maybe next year?
Maybe next year.
All right, write that down, because otherwise I forget, because I'm not very smart.
Yeah, it was a really nice arrangement. Very original.
Huh. I'll have to go back and find it. That's weird, because I wonder what that was on, because I don't have it. Now the lights are out again. What the hell's going on? See, the neighbors are, like, fucking with me now, because they keep, like, turning on and off their Christmas lights.
They're trying to tell us somebody stole our bulbs. I'm going to go look.
Yeah, you go look. Because I mentioned it on the show, I think it was on the last show, that some little friggin' bastards.
Little motherfuckers.
Little motherfuckers. apparently I'm turning into an old man. Little motherfuckers keep stealing light bulbs off my Christmas lights. They're still on. And I finally, you know what, for like a couple of weeks, we just said, you know what, screw everybody. And I just unplugged them and I couldn't be bothered. But now that it's Christmas, nice hat, by the way. Not very Christmassy, but nice
sure
hat.
It is.
I actually replaced all the bulbs, and so they're all working now. I figured they
for now, but it's really warm out, and people are going to keep walking around.
Yeah, little bastards.
Punks.
So, how about we cut back into some music?
No, I want to bitch about the lights some more.
Well, you know what? You know what? There'll be another break, and then you can bitch more about the little bastards stealing our life. I mean, how many times can we say little bastards and little motherfuckers?
I can say a lot.
Yeah, I know. And this is the reason why I can't let my niece listen to the show. So, that being said, let's cut back in to another track. And here we go with Sting with a excellent track called Gabriel's Message.
Generations, blazes, on the knee. outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
I'm hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like I.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
drink? No cash to be had. Out there.
I wish I knew
rising
how
like starlight
to
night.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks well.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold on. But it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
baby,
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been.
I'm lucky that you.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window where that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Boy, your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Hey, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I'll say when you touch my head.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk. Tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and I
really can't stay.
Get rid of that whole lot. How about
it's
cold outside.
Off the Elf soundtrack, which I have to tell you, it's just a great, great movie.
It's
very silly. If you haven't seen that movie, you are a fool!
Look at you!
He's an angry elf. It's a great movie, and I think
it's a feel good movie.
It's the feel good movie of the season, but it also has a very good soundtrack. And that particular track was Zooey Deschanel, who played Jovi in the movie. And Leon Redbone with their version of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really like the version in the movie, but you wouldn't put it off.
There's a version of it that's in the movie featuring Zooey and Will Ferrell.
It is
very sweet, but it's like 20 seconds long and like... There's a shower going off in the back. It's not a full song.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I did what I had to do. And before that, the second appearance of Jingle Bells on this particular show, but a completely different version, the Brian Setzer Orchestra. And that's just a great, great, fun version. I think that came from Merry Xmas, which was a CD of all... Guitar Gods doing like Christmas songs and was produced by Steve Vai and had some really, really amazing people on it, like Steve Vai and Brian May and Joe Satriani, Brian Setzer. I think Alex Lifeson was on there. A bunch of great, great stuff.
I never play it, actually, because it gets tedious after a while. But Brian Setzer's good.
Yeah.
We like Brian Setzer. All right. Did you want to bitch about the kids a little bit more?
No, I'm going to have some margarita.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to continue with some rum. And you folks out there should drop us a line at nbr@rathba.net and let us know what you like to drink. Because I'm always telling you what I like to drink. You never tell me what you like to drink.
Send us recipes.
Although I did get a message. I think it was from Angela Ortiz. I think it was her. Like somebody had actually gone out and gotten the bottle of Diplomatico, which I was drinking on the last show. Not the whole bottle, but at least some of it. And she said she was saying something about the fact that it was like good to calm the voices in your head. And I just had to agree with that. It was good. Very good. Although, you know what? Runs a capa. Kind of can't go wrong with it. That's all I'm saying. I like it. Now, let's just keep the music going here. How about a little Dead Kennedys? Huh? Why not? Holiday in Cambodia. We'll be right back.
Chris Cornell and 11 there with a track called Ave Maria. A little bit of a long song there. Not gonna lie to you. A little bit of a long song. But I figured, what the hell. We'll throw that one on as well. Why not? It's craziness. We can do whatever the hell we want. It's all good. It's all good, my friends. Wait, you looking at me? You want to know what's next?
I speak for the people.
Good thing you're here. What's next? How about a little They Might Be Giants? We'll go with a little fun track.
She's rolling her eyes again.
So, bitch. I don't remember what album. I think it was off the Flood album. Or it might have been on Lincoln. Who the hell knows? Anyway, They Might Be Giants, but a track called Santa's Beard.
Once a year, my friend puts on a red suit and hangs around with me and my wife. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. And she stands beneath the mistletoe screaming for him to stand beneath the mistletoe screaming. Yeah.
Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas. The moon and stars seem awful cold and bright. Let's hope. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas.
For one night.
Thank God it's Christmas.
Thank God.
This is Spinal Tap, wishing you and yours the most joyous of holiday seasons.
God bless us,
everyone.
And there we go with Sarah's favorite group of all time, Spinal Tap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Christmas with the Devil. Come on, you got to love the sentiment.
I do.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. I'm a huge Spinal Tap fan. I love the movie.
Really?
Sarah, not so much. Me? I can watch it all the time. Yeah. If it weren't for the fact that somebody stole it. We're not going to say names.
I already
but
named one name on the show.
Oops. And before that, Queen. With Thank God It's Christmas.
That's a nice one.
It is a nice song. And we like Queen. Well, we did like Queen. No, we still do like Queen.
Yeah.
You know, the Paul Rogers and Queen thing. Let's be honest. They're supposed to be. And actually, I think that I'm recording. They're supposed to be like recording like a new album. I have to say this. I know it's a Christmas show. I saw that tour. Not that great. Sorry. It was only 50% of Queen and it was Paul Rogers.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's one of those things, Freddie Mercury. Nobody could ever replace.
You cannot replace Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury was just absolutely amazing. He was a one of a kind. And I'm not one of those people that always says like, oh, you know, the lead vocalist leave to die. You should like never like replace. Blah, blah. It's like no. Sometimes it's perfectly acceptable. I mean, you take somebody like a band like Van Halen. You know, they replaced David Lee Roth with Sammy Hagar. It became two totally different entities, but it still kind of worked. It was fine.
I don't know.
But
I agree the band should definitely still play if they lose a key member. But I'm kind of like, I think maybe they should think about changing the name.
Sometimes this worked very well, though. AC/DC, Bon Scott died, Brian Johnson takes over. AC/DC was bigger with Brian Johnson than they ever were with Bon Scott. Now,
right,
Blind Melon coming back 10 years later after Shannon Hood died, that I'm totally against. I don't know.
Hoon?
What did I say it was?
Hoon?
Yeah, whatever. I'm only one letter off. No, it's definitely Hoon, but.
Okay, then.
Whatever. I just don't think they should carry on without Freddie Mercury. I'm sorry. That's just what we're saying. That's our Christmas wish. The Queen dies with dignity.
Whoa.
I don't know what I'm talking about. So anyway,
the people want to know what's next.
We're almost done. We got one more track for you.
Oh, we're at the end.
We're at the end. I know, it's so sad. The rum is practically over. Oops, I'm sorry. I mean, the rum is over. And I want to wish everybody a very safe and wonderful holiday season. Hopefully, you get to listen to this and you get a better soundtrack. you get a better soundtrack than what you were getting. So, that being said. Have a great, safe New Year's as well. We will see you back in 2007. And let's finish up with a track that I just think is absolutely great. And it unfortunately seems to hold the same sentiment every single year. But I want to finish up with a little John Lennon and his track, Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas?
Is that Happy Christmas?
I'm not really sure what the name of it is.
I think it's Happy Christmas, War is Over, but that's what I have written down. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to say it is. But anyway, little John Lennon for you. Have a great holiday.
Keep the X and Xmas, people.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. So happy Christmas.